This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
So fly in this, 50 on me, don't die trying it. Palm up or down when I slide in this. Beamers and the jets outside in this. West side, get the money, yeah, that's for sure. Streets don't love you, better respect the code. Ain't no sleeping in on Sunday. If it's about the money, then my don't go.
When I walk in,
welcome to hour two of Jammin' with Juice. This is my song, okay? You know they put a little step to this one, right?
Bro, I've been loving all the little dances that have been coming up with Kendrick Lamar now. Like, I love it. From the Super Bowl joint to this joint now.
I gotta learn this one. I still gotta learn the Tamia one, too, because I don't know that one either. Y'all be coming up with too many stepping songs. And they got that one new step song where it's called Where Them Fans At. Where Them Fans At. Have you heard that one?
I ain't heard that joint.
Bro,
no.
That's a new one. It's called Where Them Fans At.
I'm
you know, the
in.
Down south, they always coming up with something that sound real country.
Say it one more time.
Where Them Fans At. But welcome to hour two of Jammin' with Juice, you guys. So if you are just now waking up, just now tapping into what we got going on, very briefly, I'm going to give you an in case you missed it of what we talked about in hour one. So the very first thing that we hit on was Angie Stone, Grammy-nominated R&B artist, has passed away. She died at the age of 63. Okay, from a car accident. We talked about that. We talked about South Carolina governor declaring a state of emergency on Sunday as wildfires in the Carolinas and Georgia scorched thousands of acres and forced people to flee their homes. We also talked about Microsoft is closing down Skype, and May is going to be the last time, or the last month, I guess I should say, that you guys will be able to participate in Skype, if you even participate in Skype.
Down with Skype. Down with Skype. Down with Skype.
No, facts, I guess, because it's going down, definitely. But if you want to get into what we discussed with those topics, make sure you listen back to our podcast or even listen back to our one of our YouTube when you have the time. Because right now we are talking about the heated debate that happened in the Oval Office on Friday with President Zelensky, with President Trump, and with Vice President J.D. Vance, to the point where they didn't really come up with a resolution at the end of their conversation. It just more so was like, get out. Like, just leave, brother.
Get out!
And we don't want you here no more. You don't have a suit on. How disrespectful
disrespecting
of you
us
to talk to our president and our vice president, and you're not wearing a suit,
how
Mr.
much money
Zelensky.
How much money you want, Zelensky?
Oh, my goodness.
Better come in here with a suit on.
You better. You better. You better. But 833-212-1017, how do you deal with a bully, y'all? Because Trump, in my opinion, and J.D. Vance, and everybody in that room was being a bully. They were being a bully to that man, and I thought it was very disrespectful. But hey, do y'all agree or do y'all disagree? 833-212-1017. Benjamin, you said that you thought everything was good in the room.
I think Donald
Trump... You appreciated him laying down the law like that.
I think Donald Trump handled his America how he wants to handle his America. You know, I think, again, he's speaking from his supporters' feelings and thoughts on the Ukrainian war. That's what I think is really going on. I think you know, it's just like what I'm saying, because this is one of the first times Donald Trump even got a chance to sit down with Zelensky, President Zelensky, since him being inaugurated. So, you know, did he handle it correctly? I don't know. Only time will tell. But call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Was Trump being a bully?
All right, let's go to Robert. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer, and good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm on day shift now because I miss you guys at 12 noon. All praises be to the Most High. I'm back.
Oh, man. Hey, dog, I done missed you, fam. I ain't even going to lie to you.
We was talking about you. We said we helped Robert know that we moved.
I swear to God, man. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I knew. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to get on first shift so I can get back with my folks. See what's going on. What's popping?
What's cracking?
But I think that whole situation in front of the world was to show you what time we are in this world. Towards the end, and that was a bullying thing because of they know what their situation is in Ukraine. He wouldn't have did that to no other country that's got their stuff together.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have said anything. And the way that they both talked to that man on the world stage shows you that this world ain't going to be around long.
I feel you, Robert.
But you know what? You better stay prayed up. All praise be to the Most High. It's good to hear from you guys. I'm back on, so y'all will hear from me Monday through Friday.
Thank you so much, man. Certified Juicy Jammer.
A certified Juicy Jammer. We appreciate you, Robert.
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
All right, now I got to go punch in.
All right, have a great
day. Your money. Get your money, man.
All right, you too.
Get your money.
All righty.
Just like how President Zelensky was trying to get his, but it seems like he won't.
You know, I think for me, this conversation is bigger than just what he said to Zelensky.
Okay.
You know, it makes me feel like he'll talk to anybody that way. Anybody who he feels is disrespectful to him, anybody who does not like him, anybody who has any type of critique for him, he will say whatever it is that he wants to say. And to me, that is extremely dangerous because you can't talk to other people of power like that. You know, whether they're allies, whether they're not your allies, you cannot talk to them that way because he could start a war just with his words. He could just be like, you know what? Oh, okay, this is how you're going to act. And I'm not talking about Zelensky necessarily. I'm just saying anybody Trump talks to. We got 4 years of this man talking to people recklessly.
Hey.
I think he could end up ruining something. What if it really had me thinking, bro, like we swear that we feel like we're safe, right? We're like, oh my God, we're in America. Like we're a safe country. Like nothing's going to happen to us until something does happen to us. It's like, what if nuclear bombs just start going off across the country?
We have a defense system for that.
Bro, I'm saying, what if the defense system is somewhere not paying attention because he thinks everybody hired was DEI?
Look, we can talk about hypotheticals all day.
He's making it dangerous.
Look, it's dangerous to be black in America, okay? I am glad that other people are starting to shake in their boots a little bit. All right, if that's what we need a little shaking up, then so be it. All right, then so be it. All right. Look, ultimately, what I saw there in that conversation, J.D. Vance, he kind of spoke out of turn, but I think that Donald Trump was trying to hold down his little homie. Okay, I think Donald Trump was trying to hold down his little homie because you ain't finna step to J.D. Vance like that. He was like, hold on, President Zelensky.
He don't even like Vance. Really? He want Elon to be the vice president.
He must like him enough for him to be the VP. All I'm saying is, you know, ultimately, did Donald Trump bully him in some way? Sure, he did. But what kind of man isn't going to kick somebody out of his house who feels like he's being disrespected? You come up in my house.
But he wasn't being disrespectful.
He said he felt like he was being disrespected. President Zelensky.
Feelings is wrong.
President Zelensky. And I'll say this too, because President Zelensky does not really know English that well. All right, my favorite part of this whole shenanigan that happened on Friday as President Zelensky and Donald Trump had sat down and chopped it up was the reporter coming out. I was like, hey man, why don't you ever, you don't own a suit? What's going on with your suit? And then President Zelensky's like, he's like, hey, you know, I own this suit. Yeah, I have a couple suits. And you know what? I might just come back with one cheaper than yours. And he said it with so much like confidence. He thought that he was just talking crap to that dude. But over here in America, President Zelensky saying you might wear a cheaper suit. Is it one to big up? You know what I'm saying? He said he would come in with a cheaper suit on than the next
that
gentleman.
That was your favorite part,
that was my favorite part. Because it shows...
out of the entire situation, that was your favorite part.
It just shows to me that President Zelensky, he should not actually be up there talking. He should not be talking like that. He should allow somebody else to speak for him. Because ultimately, he's been talking to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and their conversations have been what it is, and maybe Joe Biden understood what he was saying. But ultimately, it just shows his cognitive ability or disability when it comes down to having the English language being spoken.
The brother who was the reporter shouldn't have been talking.
We met him down at the RNC.
I don't care. He shouldn't have been talking. But 833-212-1017, do y'all feel like Donald Trump was being a bully? And how would you have handled this entire situation? Let's go to George. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer? George, and good morning.
Good morning, good people. How y'all doing?
It's cracking, George.
Oh, man, taking it easy. So blessed. I think J.D. Vance was being disrespectful.
Ooh.
And talking out of place. But all Donald Trump was doing was giving him a checking. Because if y'all go back and listen to it, Donald Trump really didn't turn up until dude said something about you got to watch your waters. Something may be in your waters. And then Donald Trump let him know. Hold on, man. Listen, man. Don't be talking about what's going to happen to my waters and my people, man. Let me check you on something real quick, boss. I'm the big bad wolf around here. You need me more than I need you. And I think that's what presidents are listening, because I think he could have probably said that to Biden. Yeah, but we got to understand, man, Donald Trump is one of them, is a gangster type, man. I don't too much rock with him, but he gets gangster quick. And it was more of a message. It was more of a message to the rest of the world, because you see Donald Trump threw in there that World War III stuff, because he knows Zelensky been talking to other people, and he know that he holding Russia back from really taking over Ukraine. So that was more of some political, you know what I mean, some stuff like that. But Donald Trump was really sending a message to the rest of the world, like, hey, listen, if any of y'all play with us, I'm coming with the full force of this American army, and we're going to do what we do on whatever we need to do it with. And he just was letting somebody know. But Donald Trump just had to put a checker down. You know, sometimes people get out of order, you got to put it back in place. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's real talk. That Zelensky was in his house. You know what I'm saying? Zelensky was in his house.
He didn't say nothing wrong.
Donald Trump had a stand for America.
Yeah, okay. When he said something about them shores, talking about that, something may come to your waters. That was like threatening words. Like, hold on, what's going to pull up to my water?
Yeah.
What's going to pull up? You can't be talking about something going to pull up.
You, George.
Pull up.
Thank you, George.
God bless you, man.
Have a great day.
See, he saw how I saw it, bro. You ain't finna come to my crib, bro. No suit on.
He wasn't bro, it's not about the suit. What is y'all tripping about the suit? You mean to bro, don't get me
you
started
get
about
on the suit. See,
no, you get hung up on the suit. That was your favorite part, bro. What you mean I'm getting hung up on the suit? You said that's your favorite part.
No, I didn't say that was my favorite part.
You did.
What I'm saying is, bro,
this brother asking him about his suit was the favorite part, and you keep bringing up the suit,
bro.
But I'm saying he should not. He was not threatening anyone.
He did. He it did sound like a threat,
fam,
though, bro.
If this ends up happening over on our side and it goes through the water, y'all gonna feel it. Like
nah,
he's just warning
nah, bro.
Him. Like
you're not
bro,
gonna say that on live camera, bro.
To...
What a world watching, fam. You got to protect the American people's psyche.
No,
this is another
bro.
Thing too that I want to
no,
throw out
bro.
There. I just gotta throw this out there because Jesus. Ultimately, you know, as and I want to pray for Ukraine because they really are, you know, still
now
in
you
want to
pray for them.
Still.
What the heck was that?
I had to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
As Ukrainians are fighting a war right now, President Zelensky is over here in America asking for help. Which, again, you know, we as Americans have helped Ukraine out for the past 4 or 5 years at this point. Is it right the way Donald Trump decided to talk and bully President Zelensky? No, it's not right to talk to anyone like that.
Bro.
However, when you are the president of the United States, you do have to set the precedent that we are still a strong country. You said it right here on these airwaves, Juice. You know, you could start a war with your words, especially being at the highest level of the country.
Right.
But with that being said, you know, he has to make certain that we feel safe and protected as the American people. Now,
feel safe from his words.
Well, now on President Zelensky's end, he comes off looking weak from this whole debacle that just happened. Now the Ukrainians may not feel that safe over there in Ukraine anymore, because are they going to get help from the United States? We've been supplying them with missiles and equipment for the past 4 years. Will they still get our help? You know, that's the bigger question, because I personally still believe that we should help them out, because ultimately, if Ukraine does lose to Russia, Russia's going to do a sweep of all of Europe, and then down goes NATO, you know, and now we're looking at a real big three out here. We're talking about United States, we're talking about Russia and China, and it seems like to me that if Russia wins, Russia is going to expand indefinitely. So, you know,
I'm just saying there's a way that you talk to people. I don't think Obama would have talked to him that way, I guess is what I'm saying.
Obama would have been
like,
even more
it
gangster.
It just seems as though Trump,
Obama would have been even more
it just
gangster.
Seems as though Trump has a very fragile ego, and whenever he feels as though somebody is testing him or saying something he doesn't appreciate, he has to go all big and bad and bravado on it. And I don't like that, because
that
that's
part.
Not how you handle situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not how you do things, especially not when you're talking to other people of power in foreign countries. Like, dang, have some respect. He didn't even say nothing wrong. He didn't have a tone with you or nothing. Like, just come correct at him.
Like,
he come correct at you. Like, you don't have to put your chest out and try to act like you all tough. Like, I just didn't appreciate that. I didn't like that at all. But 833-212-1017.
That Ukrainian-Russian accent kind of sound a little disrespectful.
Okay, anyway, I'm moving on. I'm not about to have you saying
that. Sounds very judgmental.
It does.
Yeah,
it'll, somebody's foreign accent? Come
it sounded real judgy.
Okay, so if Kodak Black come talk to y'all right now, he don't sound a little aggressive? Like, even if he was
sounds drugged out.
It sounds kind of drugged out.
And well, y'all sound like y'all judgmental over
there. We can see it.
But real quick, I want to run through these people real quick. So let's go to Cleo. What's popping, Juicy Jammer Cleo? We'll give you like 30 seconds.
Oh, I only get 30 seconds after waiting 11 minutes. Y'all idiots anyways for being misinformed.
Oh,
he built the wall and he ate the deer that caused that. And you don't like when people stand up? That's the same stuff y'all do. That crazy people that might smack you want to call the police. Oh, yeah. And then it's a joke, right?
Like, it's real. And it's a joke, bro. You be smooth, my brother, and God bless you.
Woo! Have a great day. All right, we go.
What just happened?
Go to the next call.
We're gonna go to Ryan from the South Side real quick. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer? Good morning.
Wow. Listen, hey man, Trump was trying to little boy Zelensky, and I didn't appreciate that. I mean, I don't know the man, but I'd be laughing my butt off when two white dudes, Caucasians, is going back and forth on TV. I would normally laugh at that, but if you look at the bigger picture, America is feared but not respected. And so if you look at the bigger picture, the rest of the countries of Europe are going to be like, look, if he's not helping one of our weaker allies or comrades, we need their help, then he's not going to be there for us. So how about we all team up together and leave America out there by themselves, so when they need our help, then we can say, hey, remember when you treated Zelensky like this? And remember you treated Macron like this and France and that? So people ain't looking at the bigger picture. It was more than just Donald Trump showing his butt and dance up there trying to speak out of turn. And as far as Zelensky wearing the black, he wanted to show his people back at home, look, I'm not out here in America with a three-piece suit on or whatever and drinking tea and coffee and eating Whoppers and all that. I'm still in the struggle with you.
Exactly.
So his clothes were to show him, look, I'm up here taking care of business. Even though I'm looking like this, I'm with you in solidarity. I'm not here living a life and getting my toes done and getting a pedicure up here. I'm trying to make sure that America, given their 25%, by the way, of the war effort, they're only giving 25%. We're only giving 25%. We're not giving like 80 and 90. So it ain't like the other countries ain't digging in and doing their part. So Trump is talking about something. You don't have the cars. We may not have the cars in a minute if you keep talking to people like that, because the little ones that they are fearing us and they're scared of us, they're going to team up and leave us high and dry.
All right, well, thank you, Ron, from the South Side. We appreciate your comments.
Nah, that's an interesting perspective, man. You know, because again, people are floating around ideas of World War III and what could happen.
Exactly. But we're going to wrap up this conversation with this last caller here. Let's go to Alan. What's popping, Juicy Jammer? Alan, you got like 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning. I'm watching this cast iron cooking pan we got here.
Oh, I bet.
You know, the skillet. But the thing is here, Trump, God bless him. I'm a 63-year-old white guy. I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump right there put it down hard.
Mm.
First of all, it's a cash grab. The whole thing over there is a cash grab with Zelensky, Biden, the whole nine yards. All this money disappeared.
Yeah.
Billions, untold billions of dollars. We have no money for us here. Those people lost that war. You know what? Russia's not a threat. They never were. It was all created to spend money. Study World War II. Patton had it right, and they killed Patton. The whole thing, man.
Let me ask you this. So, because I feel like that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump and J.D. Vance came at President Zelensky like that, because there's already some animosity. You being forced.
Well, they came at him like that because he disrespected our whole country.
The guy
sat there, and they've never thanked us. They've never thanked us for nothing. All of Europe don't thank us. You know why there's a Europe? Because of America. World War One, World War Two. We won those wars with our boys.
Okay, I feel that.
That's us. Everywhere you go in the world, there's white crosses, man.
I feel that, man. Well, there you go. God bless
you.
Thank
you, Alan.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Appreciate you.
He said,
you come in my house, you get slapped, you talk stupid. God bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless you.
Am I the only one who feels like he didn't talk stupid or what?
Hey.
Am I the only one who feels that way?
Hey, maybe because you're a woman. Maybe it's because you feel that way.
And what does that mean?
You can't feel our pain.
It may be, okay.
You don't know how it is to take care of a household.
Got it.
Be the man of the house.
Do what it is what you want to do right now.
Sometimes be the man of the house.
Ain't it time for your rabbit hole? Are we going down the rabbit hole? Come on. Do it.
All right. Truth Nation. Y'all know what time it is. Let's go down the
rabbit hole.
Nation. Now, if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of information you find on the internet or experienced in real life that takes you from one piece of info to another, up until your curiosity is satisfied. So today, Truth Nation and all the Juicy Jammers, we may talk about how we finally invented flying cars in the United States, although it sounds dope as hell to do. How? It sounds dope as hell to do. You know how I'd be bending in that corner in my new flying car? But, America, do we really need flying cars right now? When every other day there's either a plane catching on fire or falling straight out the sky? Hell, we could even talk about how America could actually, in fact, be the real ancient Egypt. I'm putting on my hat right now. It could be the real ancient Egypt. Like, did you know there are tons of pyramids here in America? Did you know that, Truth Nation? Or how the old Mississippi River just may, in fact, be the actual Nile River spoken of in the Bible? All right? Or how Arizona's Grand Canyon may hold the Ark of the Gold Covenant, and that's the real reason it's referred to as the Secret City of Gold.
Let him cook.
But no, today, Truth Nation, we're going to talk about a question I have about beauty and who set
booty.
Booty.
Had me at that one too, man.
Ah.
You said booty or beauty?
We're going to talk about beauty. And who sets the beauty standards and why we follow them. Truth Nation, stand back and stand by for the next 3 minutes and take a juice break. Because when we come back, we finna take our trip down the rabbit hole.
Keep it like the Jammin' with Juice, y'all.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this. Are you ready?
When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe. So come and get it, babe.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Jammin' with Juice. I hope y'all was in the car doing a little two-step to it. Cause I don't know how to do it, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've tried it. It's complicated. Ricky, you know how to do the two-step to this? The little line dance?
What was that?
You know how to do the little line dance to this?
As much as I DJ and play this song, I don't. I really don't care for this song, but women love it.
They do it so eloquently. Like, ooh, yeah. And the Janet Jackson one. But anyway, we are about to go down the
rabbit hole.
Talk about booty, a beauty standards.
It's not your beauty, it's your beauty. Okay. But with that being said, okay, Truth Nation, if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of information you find on the internet or experience in real life that takes you from one piece of info you find on the internet to another, up until your curiosity is satisfied. So today, Truth Nation, for March 3rd, 2025, my rabbit hole began with me seeing my girlfriend in agonizing pain. Mm. Okay, agonizing pain, okay.
Baby girl.
Your baby girl was going through it, all right? Something I would never, ever, ever want to go through happened to her. Y'all want to know what it was, Truth Nation? My girlfriend broke a nail, you know. You can play that little, Yeah, my girl broke her nail, man. And no, it wasn't a press-on nail. It was one of those acrylic nails, you know. Put the cement on your nail. It'll never move, you know. One of those ones you get done at the shop, all right. And my girl had broke it, all right. In fact, it wasn't just one that she broke. It was two nails.
Two?
It was two nails.
She broke two nails? What was she doing? when?
Well, you know what? I'm about to tell y'all, Truth Nation. She broke two nails, y'all. It was her index and it was her ring, her ring finger, her wedding finger. All right? And she did it, Truth Nation, by walking our dog, our little baby Hazel. All right? That's how she broke her nail. So, side note, for women who wear nails and walk dogs, don't do it unless you want one, two, or maybe a whole fistful of broken nails. All right? I watched my girl and she was in pain and agony. All right, she ain't know what to do. She sat for 5 hours trying to get one of the nails off, Truth Nation. All right, she scraped away with the nail file. She couldn't get it off. She needed to get underneath her nail to try and break it off, so she used the envelope to get underneath.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, I saw her saw away at it. She Damn. Still couldn't get it, Truth Nation. She used the fingernail clippers and toenail clippers and Ooh. Started to make way with just those two things. I was like, fingernail clippers and toenail clippers? She must be going through it. Like, she put the whole toolkit onto her nails trying to get this nail up off of her finger. All right? She said, "Bae, it's too thick. All right? It's too wide. It won't fit."
That's what he said.
She said, "Can you get these clippers and clip my nail for me, bae?" I went and did it, and oh my God, I clipped her whole fingernail, all right? And I saw the meat under her skin, and I damn near passed out. You know, did y'all ever imagine that? Like honestly, this is why it was really too much for me, because when I watch these army movies or one of these war movies, and they get to torturing the soldiers or the prisoners of war, they get to picking their fingernails off. They do it, you know, so you can actually reveal some truths or something like that, right, when they're trying to extract information up out of you. Okay, I just know if I was ever in one of those situations, they get to going after my nail, I'm done. I'm snitching on all of America. What you want to know? Tax codes and everything.
What?
All right? I'm snitching. All right? But my girl, she's a G. All right? She's a G. Because like I said before, I clipped her nail and I saw her meat and I damn near passed out. Although there was no blood, I really did wonder how my girl was dealing with this pain. Because I know I couldn't. All right? She got frustrated and then I saw her transform. Not once, but 20 different times. All right. She said, "Ooh, ooh, these mother loving nails. Ooh, ooh, they don't know nothing about me." She trying to geek herself up, gas herself up to endure the pain and still keep going to cut away at the nail. She said, "Ooh, ooh, stand on business. Ooh, ooh." Then she gets to throwing her emotions out at me. "Ah, y'all men don't know nothing about no pain. Y'all can never have no damn baby." And I thought to myself, she's right. She's right, because I personally would never, ever, ever want to put acrylic on my nails. Why would I want to put acrylic on my nail that God has given me? All right, God gave me everything else. I got to put a nail on top of my nail? It's just like y'all getting lashes. You already got eyelashes. Put lashes on top of those lashes? Like, ain't that good enough for these women out here? But anyway, neither here nor there. Okay, I see
this is true.
That my woman was out here risking it all just for the sake of beauty. You know, and it's wild. It's wild, which took me further down my rabbit hole, Truth Nation. Like, truly, who sets the beauty standards and why do we follow them, all right? Because the things people do for beauty because of the standards are crazy. Like putting weave in your hair when God already gave you hair.
I wouldn't throw the weave in there, but all right.
Well, it took me further down my rabbit hole, Carrie Noni Juice.
No, I get where you're coming from with it. I understand.
It took me further down my rabbit hole. Who sets beauty standards and why do we follow them? Because according to Essence.com, last year, a class action lawsuit against relaxer brands, including L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely, and Ultra Sheen, Just For Me, and Motions, among others, was filed for allegedly causing almost 10,000 cases of cancer. All right. And a new consumer report study found carcinogens, a substance that can increase the risk of developing cancer in synthetic braiding hair from expression, pre-stretched braiding hair to Sassy's 100% kinecolin. Kinecolon. I actually like saying that. That's pretty cool. Kinecolon. Sound like it's going to be
How
Elon
did you
Musk
say kinecolon? What did you
Sound
say?
Sound like that. We're going to call it kinecolon. That might just be Elon Musk's next child's name, Kinecolon. Sounds alien or something. But the study tested heavy for metals and volatile organic compounds in 10 popular synthetic hair brands. In the end, all right, they found carcinogens in every single one. For example, the hair was admitted to heat to a boil. Just like the water when we dip the ends of your hair into some into the boiling water or whatever, mm-hmm. It basically releases a whole bunch of lead. All right, and lead was actually detected in 9 out of the 10 brands. Users also reported negative skin reactions, which could be the cause of your itchy, irritated scalp after a braid appointment. And honestly, Truth Nation, it reminded me a lot of the little women that I used to just used to be around when I was younger or whatever from the block, and how stiff their weaves used to be when it got old. All right, I just thought that it was not you've seen some stiff weaves before.
I have.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Terribly stiff.
It'd be some terribly stiff ones, and you'd be wondering what's really going on, like why the hair don't move. It's because the hair's not real. All right, it's because the hair isn't real. And it's made out of a bunch of different carcinogens that are terribly bad for you. All right, but anyway, Truth Nation, that was the end of my rabbit hole. But really, truly, it left me questioning, like, who sets the beauty standards and why do we follow them, even if we're risking ourselves? You know, because black people, we used to put perms in our hair for no reason. We just over here trying to simulate. So call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Like, does what we see on the TV screen set the beauty standard, or is it a culture thing? You know, there was once an Indian princess in the early 1900s who was once the epitome of beauty and, you know, with American beauty standards. She was fat, all right? She was hairy, and she had a beard. However, 9 men killed themselves because they couldn't have her love. So call in, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Who sets the beauty standards? Who tells us what is beautiful and what is not? And why do we follow them? Call in, text in, 833-212-1017.
It's a great question, Benjamin. So we're going to answer it on the other side after our 3-minute juice break. So keep it locked. It's Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Billboard can't count my spins, I'm out of trunk. We heard your it was bunk. Am I musty? A mic brought the funk. I slam dunk, I'm cruel, I smoke skunk. This ain't what you want. If you with me, you can get what you want. I drop gems, I'm playing Bejeweled. Jim Carrey, I'm acting a fool.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tapped into Jamming with Juice, and we just went down the
rabbit hole.
And Benjamin's asking the question of who is setting the beauty standards, because his baby girl had 2 whole nails break, acrylic nails at that. And any ladies out there who has ever had an acrylic nail break, woo! I hear that it hurts. It has never happened to me, but I have seen pictures. I have been around people who have had their acrylic nails broken down to their real nail, and it's just split in the middle, and it's gushing out blood. Mm-mm. It's a terrible experience to go through. And I can see why you would form that question of, like, dang, who's even telling people to do this?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Who is even saying that you should have to put the acrylic on your nails, or who's telling you to get the Kinecolon hair into your braids and into this and into that and making it a thing? So I appreciate the question. You know, I personally feel as though it has been a shift in who sets the beauty standards now. I feel like back in the day, it definitely used to be like white women setting the standards, especially when it came to like how our hair was, because we had to like straighten it in order to think that we had to get jobs and things like that. But today, I think it definitely has changed. It has shifted. It's now more so based off of what the media is pushing, like in the influencers, whatever the influencers push, whatever the media is pushing. Even when it comes down to AI and like filters, you know, and like them making your faces look a certain way. Now people might want to do their makeup that way to look like a filter, or maybe even the Kardashians, or, you know, women was all getting BBLs because that was a thing now. And now I'm seeing all the girlies in the gym. So beauty standards definitely have shifted, but I think it's very important to make sure that you're not just following the trends of what everybody else is doing, and you really appreciate it for yourself,
right?
You know, because if you don't align with something, you don't align with something. Like me personally, I don't align with getting a BBL. I'm not going to get a BBL. Mm-hmm. The people who want to get a BBL, go for it. Right. You know, get that BBL, girl. And I hope that it helps you to pay your rent. But you know, you gotta start thinking for yourself nowadays. You know, you can't just be pushed and convinced to do things just because everybody else is doing it. And I remember there was a point in time where I would see stuff and be like, oh my gosh, I want that, I want that, I want that. But now that I'm a little bit older, I question why I want certain things now. You know, is it because I truly like it, or is it because my favorite influencer that I follow made it look really cute, yeah. You know? So, yeah, I think it just depends.
No, I think that's real, though. Because like you said, though, Juice, like, because you can't be influenced to, you know, understand or respect what the culture is saying, the dominant culture is saying is the beauty standard. Again, like, you know, for my girl to go ahead and get the acrylic nails, like, who the hell started that trend? You know what I'm saying? Get the acrylic nails up on your fingers. Was this like the Asian people? You know, the Asian people be like, acrylic nail, you do acrylic nail, you're just going to be so beautiful. And then we start putting it into our movies and things like that, and then it just reinforces itself. So now you believe that this is beauty. You know?
I'll just say it's very expensive.
It seems to be.
Oh, my gosh. To be a girl, oh, my God. It is the most expensive thing ever if you really are a high-maintenance person. Like, if you have to constantly have your hair done, if you constantly have to have your nails done, if you constantly have to have your pedicures, if you constantly have to have your eyelashes done, if you constantly have to have your, did I say eyebrows already? I don't think I said eyebrows. Well, eyebrows done. Too. And you constantly have to make sure your clothes is hitting. You constantly got to make sure your shoes is good. Like, you have to constantly be spending money. And that's not even talking about all the makeup that you have to buy, all the skincare products you have to buy. Mm-hmm. And it's always something to buy. And honestly, I'm tired of it.
Facts, because like,
I'm tired of constantly being told what to buy.
Do we even need that stuff?
I just said this over the weekend. No, I mean, some people would say that they do because they've become accustomed to their lifestyle in that way. Yeah. But you don't necessarily need to. Like, I saw this post on Threads not too long ago. It was over the weekend, actually. And they was like, man, I really, like, when I'm in between my hair appointments, I don't know what to do. I just be looking like a little boy. I don't know how to do nothing. I don't, in between my hair appointments, I just be looking crazy. And it made me think, like, man, there really are some people out there, men and women, who don't know how to do their own hair.
Nah, that's real. That's a real thing for real.
And because I'm so used to doing my own hair all the time, like, I do my twist outs, whatever. Like, I go to my girl to get it cut, but I do my hair myself. Yeah. So to see that it'd be women who really be going through it when they're in between their hairstyles and they don't know how to, like, do their own hair in between going to somebody else to do it, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You got to know how to do your own hair. Because you probably know how to cut yourself up a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit, yeah. You know how to put the razor blade to my face and see what was going on.
Yeah, like shave yourself and stuff like that to at least, like, look presentable.
But I also would say that I think that comes down to, like, some generational curses, so to speak. Like, you know, some generations of women or... some generations of women have lost the tradition of actually showing their younger seed, their daughters, how to actually do their hair. That's why I think, again, weaves have gotten so much more popular. It's like, you know, if somebody never taught me how to do my hair and the first thing they're telling me to even do my hair is to put a weave in, then how is that actually going to allow me to teach myself how to get comfortable with my own hair? Because I'm seeing younger girls out here now wearing weaves, like, down their back, and you know it's not their hair.
I think that more so is from the influencers. But even back in the day, before we were putting weave in it, we was doing, like, the pressing curl, right? So we were pressing it out ourselves, and we had our moms and our grandmas get the pressing comb out, which I used to hate that pressing comb.
Yeah.
You had to put it on the stove. Like, why are we putting something that is getting hot on the stove on our hair?
Yeah.
You know? So this was even before we were putting a bunch
of, weave
in it and things like that. We did our own hair, and we might not have done it naturally all the time. And then there was a time period, I feel like, you know, when the Black Panthers and stuff in the Civil Rights era, where we was wearing our fros and we were wearing it really nice. I think we were doing that ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely think it's important for people to know how to keep up with their own maintenance sometimes.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I agree,
you shouldn't
with that.
Rely specifically on one person to get everything, you know, done.
No, I agree with that.
The pandemic exposed that for sure.
Right, no, I agree with that. And that's why I said before, like, you know, who is setting the standards out here for beauty? You know, is it the TV screens that's influencing you? Is it just a culture thing? Is it just you at the crib and it's like, dang, this is influencing the beauty standard? Because cultures are different. Like, I remember meeting this really, really ugly girl. Like, I knew for a fact she was ugly.
She was ugly?
She was super ugly. I used to work with her.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, you can tell that lie if you want to. You can tell that lie if you want to. you. But I remember I worked with her, and then, you know, she had said to me, she was like, you know, Ben, man, it's just so crazy. I really can't get a date or anything like that over here. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, that's one thing. But she was like, you know, back in my country, I'm cool. She was from Venezuela. She was like, back in my country, I'm cool. Nobody cares about beauty like they care about it up here in America. I felt for her, but I didn't. But hey, it is what it is. But call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Who is setting the standard for beauty, and why do we follow it?
Now, for your from your own personal experience, Ben, do you prefer, because a lot of women, they say that they're not doing it for what men like, but sometimes I feel like that'd be a lie, you know? I do feel like women, they get dressed and get cute for other women, though. That is definitely a thing, because they want to be the baddest girl in the room, okay?
No, I agree.
They want to be the cutest thing, you know, stepping. But when it comes to men and what y'all appreciate, like, would you want a woman that is more natural? You know, in everything, like, let's say a woman who didn't really wear makeup like that, she wore her natural hair out. Like, do you feel like that is, you know, pretty?
No, I believe that's, I think
some men really don't.
You know, I think it's sexy. I think it's beautiful. I think it's very attractive. Especially if you're going to, you know, be with this person for a long time. I'd much rather know who they are without all the makeup and everything. Because if you bad without the makeup on, then I, you know, you put the makeup on, hey, you definitely out of this world. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is I'd much rather prefer a woman to be all natural. And when it comes down to her throwing on makeup or whatever it may be, let that just be a few accessories. You shouldn't have to have makeup on just to be beautiful. Like, you should be beautiful without the makeup on, and if you are,
or you shouldn't feel as though you're only pretty with the makeup on.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't feel that you're only pretty with the makeup on. And for those people out there who do feel that way, man, I just say, just tap into who you are. Get naked, look in the mirror, and
with this get naked stuff.
I'm just saying, get naked, look in the mirror, man, and look at yourself for real and see how really, really beautiful you are. You know, I think it's a shame that our society tells us that these are the things that we have to do to be beautiful. However, you know, that kind of beauty comes with pain. That type of beauty comes with, you know, different ailments that a lot of times are cancer causing. Whether you're talking about the makeups that people wear, whether you're talking about the hairs that people put in their hairs, you know, it's a risk. You know, how long did black people in America get perms, you know, just to fit in or assimilate with the dominant society? You know, that was definitely dangerous to us. So I know a lot of women who had hair draping down to their butt. But as soon as they started going and doing the perms, now their hair falling out.
And we love to talk about how long our hair was before we put that perm in. They'd be like 40 years old talking about my hair would have been long if I would have never got a perm when I was in elementary school.
Back in the day, I went to JCPenney. Like, come on. No, bro. Here comes the sad story.
833-212-1017. Who makes the beauty standards today, and how do y'all feel about them? Like, do y'all follow the beauty standards of today? We are going to wrap up the show with a bow, giving y'all a drop of juice on the other side. So make sure you don't go nowhere. We're taking a 3-minute juice break, and we'll be right back with more Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Color demon, demon in the parading at the church. You moving wrong, we clutch. You slime, we share.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You are tapping into Jamming with Juice, and we are about to wrap up the show, giving y'all, or with a bow, because I gotta put that part in it. Wrap up the show with a bow, giving y'all our drop of juice that you guys can take with you for the day. I do real quick want to see or mention what SE said, because I keep saying baby girl, which is that from the Nokia song?
Yes, it is.
Okay, she said, Noni, I can tell you like that Nokia song now. Where's the function? And somebody, I'm assuming you from the 1017 The Truth page, said she loves it. And SE said, I knew the song would grow on Noni. It's my ringtone now. Let me just say this, because I had this epiphany over the weekend. You don't necessarily have to like a song to get the earworm, to get it in your ear.
Okay.
If you hear it multiple times, you gonna start saying what it say in the song, especially if you hearing it on the radio. That's all you hearing on Instagram. It's just, that's just all it is. So I'm not gonna say I 100% like the song, SE, but I will say I have heard it so many times to the point where it's in my head now.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
No, I know Kia is a little bop, though. I ain't gonna front. I mean, first time I heard it, you know, I was dancing to it, so I ain't no hater. I know good music when I hear it, though.
Yeah. So you want to give him your drop of juice today, Benjamin?
Hey, Rick, can you play the... There we go. That's all love right there. You know what?
It's early.
We're doing a little different. Doing a little different.
Okay, what's your drop of juice?
Okay, so my drop of juice today, Truth Nation, all juicy jammers out there. Look, you know what? When it comes down to the idea of beauty, just know that when you look in the mirror, whomever you are out there, that you are a one of a one. You're perfect. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You're in the time that you're supposed to be in. So accept you for you. All right. I've seen the ugliest dudes have some of the baddest women. I've seen it.
You just got to be a little funny.
Be a little funnier. If you can get her to giggle, you can make her wiggle. You know what I'm saying? But
get her to giggle, you can make it jiggle. Whoa!
There it is. But for real though, the beauty that you see in the mirror is something that you should accept, whatever that is. So just accept yourself as natural as you came. All the other things you can put on, cool, but really, who are you up underneath that? That's what everybody really wants to know.
Yeah. All right. Shout out Benjamin. Real quick, I'm going to hit on what Essie said in the chat again. So she said, someone asked me, don't I feel weird about wearing my natural hair every day? I replied, don't you feel weird wearing a wig every day?
Hey.
I am the outsider now with natural hair. How did we get here? And you know what I have to say to that, Essie, is people really don't like themselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when they see you wearing your natural hair, it makes them feel a way because they don't know how to do it, or they don't even look cute with, or they feel as though they don't look cute with their own natural hair, because I feel like everybody looks beautiful with what God naturally gave them.
Yeah.
But the drop
even
of juice,
balding.
The drop of juice that I was gonna say was, I appreciate seeing more women wearing their natural hair out. Like, I remember when it used to be a thing where I would be one of the only people that I would see often wearing it, and now I see so many more women who are wearing their natural hair out, doing their twist outs, doing their wash and goes, and I am so appreciative of that, because I want the little girls growing up to see that they have options. Okay, I don't want them to think that they always have to put a weave in or always have to get some extensions in or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You can wear your natural hair and it be beautiful, and that's that. So
seriously,
that's my drop of juice, is feel comfortable in the skin that you are in and don't let nobody tell you differently, y'all.
Yeah, seriously, don't go out bleaching your skin just because you think white is right. You know, there'll be people out here
bleaching their skin.
There'll be people out here bleaching their skin. It's a big thing down in Jamaica. I know somebody
in the U.S. I guess.
Yeah, it's happening in the U.S. too. They got skin bleaching products. Y'all saw Charlamagne.
Charlamagne did not bleach his skin.
Do you know?
Yes. He didn't bleach his skin, bro.
Okay.
You tripping. But anyway, thank y'all so much for tapping into Jamming with Juice today. We appreciate y'all for getting it in with us. Let's do the same time tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm your girl, Noni Juice, always keeping it juicy. That has been Jamming.
It's amazing.
Shout out to Rick for holding it down on the ones and twos this week. And yeah, sip on that, y'all. The Truth of Sharon Hughes is up next. Good morning and have a great day.